This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are with fellowship-trained eye plastic surgeon and board-certified ophthalmologist, Dr. Deborah Sherman, who has the highest level of training in plastic surgery around the eyes. Dr. Sherman is here to talk to us about a cosmetic procedure that she created, the trademark Lose Your 11, to describe its wonderful effects to your facial message. Dr. Sherman, a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's my pleasure.
So tell us, what does Lose Your 11 refer to?
Well, Eric, as an eye plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience, I can tell you that there are so many of my patients, actually both women and men, that are interested in losing their 11. But before I explain exactly how we lose the 11, we probably ought to back up and ask ourselves, what is the 11? So what is the 11? Well, when we think about our face, some people actually call it the mommy frown lines. So the 11 is the two vertical lines or creases between the brows that actually look like an 11. And that 11 is caused or formed by the dominant frown muscles of the face. Now, some people have a number 1, but most people have a number 11. Some people have 111, and other people have 11,111 between their brows. And some people, you know, I first noticed my number 11 glaring back at me from the rearview mirror of my car. It drove me crazy. And the reason I didn't like it, Eric, was because that 11 has probably the biggest impact on what our face says or our facial message when we interact with others. You know, even without speaking, our face sends a message. Before we ever open our mouth and we're getting ready to meet someone, our face sends a message. And so when we have an 11, I examine, believe me, over 100 patients a week, and all of my patients tell me, whether they're men or women, I don't like looking tired or being stressed, or I don't like looking tired. I don't like looking stressed when I actually might be, but I don't want to look that way. So the reason people like to lose their 11 is once they do lose their 11, their faces go from stressed, angry, and tired to rested, relaxed, and approachable. And when you think about it, that's what we're all about. We're interested. Our face, you know, our first impression is so important. And in essence, our face is our calling card. So to have that best facial message, to be able to connect with people, is really important to so many patients that I see every day.
Well, that is a fantastic explanation on the 11. So how does Botox relieve the 11?
Well, here's how it works. Botox Cosmetic is a purified protein. And it actually goes to the place called, which we call the neuromuscular junction in the deep muscle that causes the frown, and it causes it to relax, and it tells it to relax. So if you actually are driving in your car right now, if you could look at the rearview mirror for just a moment, or if you're not driving, let's say you're anywhere near a mirror, even a makeup mirror, you can pull the mirror up to your face. And as you look at that area between your brows, right between your eyebrows, and you pull your brow down and you see that 11 or that 111, you'll notice that there are some frowning muscles between the brow that are pulling the brow down. So if you try that and you pull your brows together, you'll be able to say, you know, that's really not my best face. And so that's that message, that negative message that we want to get rid of. So Botox is a purified protein, goes to the deep muscle that causes the frown, and it tells it to relax. So once you take away that squeeze factor that causes the 11, your face goes from stressed to relaxed. And what's more, it tells that dominant frown muscle, the one that pulls the brow down, to relax. Now, actually, Eric, there's a tug-of-war going on. In our forehead, we have one muscle that lifts and one muscle that pulls the brow down. So when the brow depressor muscle, or the muscle that pulls the brows down, is in timeout. Essentially, it goes to timeout. This leaves the elevator, or the lifting muscle, in charge. And let me tell you, so many women tell me, I love the fact that it lifted my brows. So up is good, down is bad when it comes to your face. And a lot of women will call that, I got my Botox brow lift. And that makes your eyes more inviting. Your face is less stressed without the 11, and we're more approachable and able to connect with the world. So that's how Botox Cosmetic works.
And speaking of Botox, what would you say are some common misconceptions that are out there about Botox?
Well, Eric, let's hit the top three myths, if you will. Number one, so many people think that Botox is a poison. Botox is not a poison. It's not botulism. It's a purified protein and a finished medical prescription product. And because it's a finished medical product, it's made from a purified protein, much like penicillin is made from a mold. And it's actually approved for over 20 medical conditions in over 100 countries. In fact, it's the standard of care for treating children with cerebral palsy that have specific problems like spasticity of the limb, if you will. So it's definitely not a poison. It's a purified protein. Probably the next biggest myth is Botox will leave you with a frozen face. Couldn't be further from the truth. Botox does not leave you with a frozen face. It does not give you an unnatural and startled look. But here's the key, Eric. It's a technique-sensitive procedure. So you have to go to a doctor that has experience. With over 25 years of experience as a master injector, I injected my first Botox in 1987 and was part of using it as a therapeutic remedy, and in the process of using it in the, as a therapeutic treatment in the late 80s and early 90s, we began to understand that it also could be used as a cosmetic treatment as well. So if you have someone that has a lot of experience, I've probably injected over 50,000 patients over the last 25 years. So in the hands of a master injector that understands the anatomy, that understands the right technique, you can still lose the lines without losing the expression. And that's the key. I have Botox all over my face, Eric, but I can still smile. I can still look surprised. I can still have empathy. I can look sad. I can do any facial expression. I'm like a Disney character, but I don't have the lines that make me look old and tired, and that's really important to me. The last myth that is probably very common is people think it's too expensive. Actually, the cost of an average Botox treatment to lose your 11 is, it averages in the $300 range. And what we've noticed is with time, Botox has actually, in the last 5 years, it's actually become more affordable. Usually these treatments get more expensive, but in the case of Botox, it's become more affordable. And the main reason that more and more people are paying for injectables is that more and more people are having good results. A recent survey by over 1,000 people conducted by the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons found that there were 97% success rate for the Lose Your 11 Botox cosmetic treatment. And because more and more people are using it and they're finding that they're getting great results, the stigma around graduating from a moisturizer to a needle has essentially evaporated. And in my office, there are four specific ways that a patient can save money on Botox. They can go to NashvilleLidSurgery.com to learn more about how you can save money on Botox treatments, which actually, when you think about it, Eric, it lasts 4 months. If an average cost of a Botox cosmetic treatment is in the $300 range, that's less than what many people spend on a cup of coffee every day. So when you think about it, it's totally doable, certainly cheaper than hair color.
Most certainly. Today we are with fellowship-trained eye plastic surgeon and board-certified ophthalmologist Dr. Deborah Sherman, who has the highest level of training in plastic surgery around the eyes here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Sherman, what is the most important thing you tell your patients about getting Botox treatments?
Well, Eric, when we think about it, because no two faces are alike and no two 11s are alike, you know, when you think about it, every face that you see is different. And you know, that's a good thing. We're all made different, and we all have different faces. And so no two faces are alike, and actually no two 11s are alike. And that's a wonderful thing. But the important thing to remember when it comes to changing our facial message, if we still want to look natural, I think the longer I'm in aesthetics, after 25 years, I think that so many people, I examine over 100 patients a week, and so many people come to me and they say, I want to look more relaxed. I want to look really good, but I don't want people to really be able to tell what I've done. So we all want to look a little better than stated age. We all want to look fresh. But nobody wants to look, quote-unquote, done. Nobody wants to look like they've had something done. And the way that, as an aesthetic provider, as an eye plastic surgeon who does cosmetic surgeries around the eye through hidden incisions, and we give many injectables, I can tell you that what it really takes is someone that understands the anatomy, that they know how faces are unique, and they can analyze your 11, and they can see if your muscle is what we call short squat or broad thin, what are the nuances to your unique facial anatomy. So when we see a patient, we will actually do a facial analysis. And we look at your face at rest. We look at your face in animation. We look at your face in different poses. And we do a step-by-step scientific and artistic analysis. And by analyzing your facial message, your facial structure, your facial anatomy, we can customize that technique-sensitive medical treatment. So we know exactly how much Botox to put in the proper place to get a rested and relaxed, natural, fresh, and youthful result. And the way that happens is not through a Betty Crocker technique. It's through a very trained, experienced, scientific, and artistic eye that knows exactly how to use this treatment, that knows exactly how to deliver the treatment, and how to achieve a natural and fresh result.
Lastly, what other issues can Botox resolve?
Well, you know, Botox has often been called the wonder drug, Eric. And when you think about how there are so many therapeutic conditions that Botox treats, and when you actually, Botox just has been used by over 26 million people. So we have a lot. It's the most widely researched medicine in the world. And not only does it work for facial lines and wrinkles, you know, we can put it in the 11s between the brows. We can put it around the eyes for crow's feet. And, you know, sometimes the lines around our eyes are happy lines. But other times, when they get too deep, they look creased and overdone. There's an off-label use that we can actually turn our frown upside down. So there's muscles that cause frown in our lower face, and when we put ever so subtle micro droplets, we can actually make the area around your mouth look more pleasant. There's a peach pit area on your chin that makes little rumples that can make it look very aging. And with off-label use and high-precision technique, we can smooth out the contour of the neck and the chin area, which is very exciting. Apart from cosmetic uses, Botox has also been used for strabismus, which is crossed eyes, eyelid muscle spasms or uncontrollable blinking, a medical condition called blepharospasm. It's approved for chronic migraine, cervical dystonia, which is an overactive muscles in the neck area, overactive bladder, excessive underarm sweating, a condition called hyperhidrosis that so many people have but nobody wants to talk about, and then upper limb spasticity, which often happens in patients with cerebral palsy. So if you go to the right doctor, you have the right analysis, you have experience and an artistic technique, you can get the right result after learning the pros and cons of losing your 11 with Botox Cosmetic and a master injector.
Very informative, Dr. Sherman. Once again, tell our listeners where they can find your practice online and also how they can be in contact as well.
Our office number is area code 615-297-5798. That's 615-297-5798. Or they can go to our website. That's NashvilleLidSurgery.com. Again, go to NashvilleLidSurgery.com to learn more, to see the amazing results with Master Injector, Lose Your 11 Techniques, and learn more about how you can save money on the Lose Your 11 Technique with Botox Cosmetic.
Dr. Sherman, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with fellowship-trained eye plastic surgeon and board-certified ophthalmologist Dr. Deborah Sherman, who has the highest level of training in plastic surgery around the eyes. And once again, the website of reference is NashvilleLidSurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.